Okay, so let's do Sif Tes. So that was Sif Ches. Okay, let's just read. I thought we wanted to stop, so I was kind of rushing. So if we're going to take a few more minutes, so let's read one more time again Sif Ches inside. Now you'll be able to see the two dinim as they appear inside. So Im Nafal Etaner Pnaj. Okay, we're going to touch it first like the Shach. Two separate dinim. Im Nafal Etaner Pnaj Gvina. If Gvina fell onto hot fleishigs, in other words, Pnaj, which is fleishigs, while it was in the Taner, Afilu lacha, even if the cheese was...
It's
knish. Afilu lacha. Afilu lacha, even if the cheese is moist. So it's only going to aser the panaj kidei klipa. That's the new rule. That the gvina is very, very weak, and it can only penetrate without reitiv. And again, over here, it's lacha. It doesn't have to be dry. It's just as opposed to milk. Boiling milk will penetrate bakulai. Cheese won't, because it's a solid. Other solids, how much will the meat penetrate into the cheese? Kedei netila. If it's fatty, kulai. Lidi dan, that we're not baki bin kachas hashamein, kulai. That's all in the Dagam of Ava. Look on the side. Look at the Noida Bihud on the side. V'im ha-pnat shamein. The Mechaber is only talking about from the Gvina to the Pnaj. What about from the Pnaj to the Gvina? So he says it depends. If the Pnaj is Shamein, Nesra HaGvina Kula, then the Gvina will become Aser Kula. Uldi Dan, we never differentiate between Kachash and Shamein. B'cholini Nesra Kula, the Pnaj would always become Aser Kulai. I'm sorry, the Gvina would always become Aser Kulai from the Pnaj. Now the second halacha. Let's say you put cheese into fleishig kli ben yoimai. Eina oiser elakadei klipa. It only becomes the balua, the fleishig kli, the basar that's in the fleishig kli doesn't ask for the cheese more than kadei klipa. Why not? This is the new rule that the balua in the kli going to a oichel, if it's nog of lagamri, over here in the Mechaber it doesn't say nog of lagamri, but the shach, the whole long shach of Tzavchat Mamed Gimel says that that's what you must say that that's talking about. That if it's Nagov Lagamri, completely dry, then the cheese will become Aser from the Fleishi Gekli, only Kadei Kli. But like we said before, the example, the way it's brought in Hilchos Pesach, the matzahs will become Aser from the Chametz de Kemirda, only Kadei Klipa. The first one will become Aser because there's still Be'en on the Mirda. So that will become Aser Kadei Netila. But the second one, in other words, actual chametz, asering the actual the matzah. But the subsequent ones, which is only the balua and the mirda, that will only Aser Kadei Klipa. And according to the Taz, there is no that first rule. That first rule that Gvina only goes into the Pnach Kadei Klipa, he doesn't learn it in, because he learns that the Gvina is falling in not onto the Pnaj, the Gvina is falling into the oven. And then you bake the Pnaj in the oven. That's what he's saying. Im nafal taner Pnaj Gvina. If the Gvina fell into the Taner, and then you bake the Pnaj in the Taner. So in other words, the Gvina was Nivla into the Taner. And then you bake the Pnaj in the Taner. So how much does the Pnaj become Aser from the Gvina that's in the Taner? Kedei Klipa. Or or if you put cheese into a kli that has basar in it. So both dinim are examples of balua in a kli asering a food. First he talks about balua chalav, balua gvina, asering basar, asering the panaj. And later he talks about balua basar, asering the gvina. So it's just two examples of the rule that the balua b'kli doesn't aser a food if it's nagav lagamri more than kedei klipa. Siftes bishlut vash b'machva shel basar bas yoima. If somebody cooked honey in a fleishig pat and the fleishig pat was a ben yoima, v'hayriku cham b'kayra shel cholav bas yoima, and he emptied it into a milchig plate ben yoima. Mutter, it's mutter. Mishum, they have a nice and tam or nice and tam datev, because it's not barnat. Why is it not barnat? Because you cooked honey in a fleshig kli, so that's like cooking the fish in a fleshig kli, right? Meat to the pot, and the pot to the honey, right? Now, am I allowed to put this honey in a milchig kli? Yeah. According to the Mechabra, I'm even allowed to eat the honey with milchigs. Right? I'm allowed to pour the honey onto my cheese blends. I don't know if that's a good combination or not, but if I want to do it, I could do it. Pancakes, maybe, yeah. So it's not barnat. There's not barnat pebishel, but according to the Mechabra, not barnat pebishel is fine. So you could do it, no problem. What? What's the chiddush over here? I don't know if there has to be a chiddush. Oh, you want to say that maybe there's a chiddush over here that he poured it onto the kli and it was loy niftach hakiluach. In other words, he poured the honey directly from the fleshiga pot onto the milchiga kli. That's how he's learning. So the chiddush is that what we learned before, that there are ma holds that that's called chutchu biyachad. And the machabers hold that even chutchu biyachad is okay. So certainly, in other words, even, according to the machaber, even if you put the milchiga kli into the fleshiga pot that you're cooking the pariv, according to the Mechaber, that's okay. That's also not barnat. He doesn't hold of the time in meeting in the water. But according to the Ramah, that's aser. So, according to the Mechaber, even if you put the plate in the pot, it's going to be okay. So certainly, if you just pour from the pot onto the plate, it's also going to be okay. It's also called not barnat. So, okay, you could learn that way. If you learn that way, though, then the Ramah should probably say something. The Ramah should probably say that according to me, what I said in Sif Hey, that's Aser. Yeah? But then again, you could argue that maybe over here, it's Nifsach HaKiluach. Maybe over here you're just taking out the honey and you're putting it into the pot. So the Shach wants to say, so first of all, there's another, the Taz and the Shach both bring down. Oh, you know, I'll say it over this way. So the Shach tries to prove that over here we're discussing that even if you poured it directly, even if you pour the honey directly from the fleshiga pot onto the milchiga plate, the Mechaber is telling us it's going to be okay. Again, according to the Mechaber, it's fine that it's okay, because he holds that hutchu biyachad is fine. So therefore, it's beseder. But if that's the case, then the Ramah should argue, because the Ramah holds that if it's loy nifsach hakiluach, if the honey on one side is touching the fleshiga pot and the other side is touching the milchiga plate, it's a problem. So why doesn't the Ramah argue over here? So over here, says the Shach, there's another factor to deal with. Some say that when you mix, let's say, there's a sugya, I think it's a Masechta Avodah Zarah, discusses this. What would happen if you cook honey in a treifa pot? Meaning a pot that was used for basar nevela. So it's mashmah that it's going to be mutter. The question is it going to be mutter because we're assuming the pot was clean and it's just eina ben yoimai? That's why it's pogum. Or there's a way to learn that the reason why it's pogum is because it's a bad combination. Meat flavor with honey is a bad combination. So that's why the basar nevela is not going to aser, even if there'd be pieces. Even if there'd be actual pieces of basar nevela, which don't become pogum, right? Only the balua becomes pogum. But even if there'd be actual pieces of basar nevela mixed with the honey, it won't aser the honey because it's a bad combination. The shamnunis of basar is poigim the dvash. So therefore, when you have basar taste mixing with the dvash, so basically you have, it's a bad combination, so the basar gets ruined. So therefore, when you mix it with chalav afterwards, it's not going to turn into basar b'chalav. Mm-hmm. Because it's pogum. It's nice and tam l'fgam. So there is such a shita. How do we paskin taka? If you put dvash, let's say, basar nevela with dvash, is it going to aser the dvash or not? So that's a machloikas in hilchos taruvah between the mechaber and the ramah. The mechaber says you could be mekel, the ramah says you can't really be mekel unless it's hefse meruba. The Ramah doesn't want to be mekel. The Ramah's machmer, not shaila. So you could tie in over here that the reason why when you mix the dvash from the fleshiga pot to the milchiga pot, it doesn't become usr, not only based on not bar nat, it's based on that the basr gets ruined when it mixes with the honey. And if that would be true, this would be mutter even if you have actual basr mixed with the honey. Not just, it's if you're going on the heter of not bar nat that the mechaber says, it has to be a clean basr pot. If there's actual basr on the pot, then you don't have not bar nat, because it's going directly from the basr to the honey. It has to be the taste from the basr that went into the pot and then into the honey. But if you have actual basr, you don't have the heter of not bar nat. But if you hold of the other heter, that it's nice and tam lufgam, that works by even actual. That's how some learn that that combination of basr with dvash is a bad combination, so it ruins it. So if you hold like that, so then even if there's actual basr, it should be okay. And the Mechaber Takapaskin's that way. That basr with dvash is a bad combination, it's nice and tam lufgam. So why doesn't he say over here that reason of nais and tam lufgam? So the answer is very simple. Because over here we're talking about, we're not learning the halachas of nais and tam lufgam. We're learning the halachas of nat bar nat. So he wants to tell you, if it's a clean pot, it's mutter mishum nat bar nat. The truth of the matter is, if it will be a dirty pot, it would also be mutter mitzad nais and tam lufgam. That you're going to learn when we reach Hilchos Taruvos and Siman Kuf Gimel. That's when you're going to learn that halacha. In Benyamin, so... No. Even if there be actual meat, the Mechaber holds that it's lifgam. He holds that combination of meat with dvash is a bad combination. Yeah, we'll learn the sugi when we get there, because some of the Rishonim ask, what do you mean it's a bad combination? It's recipes. What do you mean bad combination? So they say maybe a little bit of honey on meat is good. That's the recipe. But to have a little bit of meat, a little bit of honey on meat is good, but a little bit of meat and honey is bad. If you have a whole pot of honey and you have a little bit of meat in there, then it makes it bad. It makes the honey bad and it makes the meat bad. So we have this other factor over here, which, again, the Mechaber holds as two reasons to be lenient. So let's summarize what's happening over here. If you cook the dvash in the fleishig kli and you poured it onto the milchiga dish, if you poured it directly onto the milchiga dish, and it was a clean fleishiga dish. So according to the Mechaber, I have two reasons to be makel. Number one, not bar nat. Number two, nois and tam lufgam. He says the reason of not bar nat over here because that's what's relevant for our simen. But really, there's two reasons to be makel. According to the Ramah, he is machmer on each of the reasons. In Hilchos Taruvos, he's machmer that basar with dvash is not nois and tam lufgam. And over here in Simon's hat, earlier in the Simon, he was machmer that when you pour directly from the meat pot to the milk plate, it connects it. So it's also not a good example of nat bar nat. So he was machmer on both of the issues. So why doesn't the Ramah argue? So the Shach explains, because he argues on each issue independently. If it's only a question of basar mixing with dvash, he's machmer. If it's only a question of water being poured from a fleishiga pot onto a milchiga plate, whether that's nat bar nat, he's machmir. But when you have both factors together, you're pouring dvash from a fleishiga pot onto a milchiga plate, we have two reasons to be makel. You have nois and tam bar nois and tam and nois and tam lufgam. I mean, in other words, there's two reasons to say it's okay. And even though on each reason on its own, I'm machmir, but in this case, where you have both reasons together, I'm willing to be makel. That's why he doesn't argue. He agrees to the Mechaber. Everyone got it clear?